This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, Metroplex. Shout out to the 6 a.m. Club. We got a lot of shout outs to get to here on Sean, RJ, and Roberto. We got Peyton and Ryan in the back live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Brian brought us. All the best to brought us medically, Bobby.
Yeah, brought us is going under. Going under today. In fact, I think about 13 minutes ago, he was scheduled for a little heart cleanup. So he's been talking about it on G-Bag, but he'll be out today. He said he should be back tomorrow, but good luck.
Tomorrow?
That's what he said.
Off a heart procedure?
That's what he said. You know him. That like he's the one who would...
Soldier.
Yeah, just like, yeah, I'll be there. What do you need? I'll show up. Like, he's going to be there. Even if he's got a Zoom from the hospital bed, he'll be there.
Wow. So all the best to Double B. I got a shout out to my home interior designer, as I went in yesterday after the show till 4 p.m. And she's like, I turned on the radio yesterday. And I was like, oh, really? Thank you. I really appreciate that. I was like, what was the segment? And she goes, Bofa. And I was like, Bofa? What? And she's like, yeah, Bofa these nuts.
Oh,
you fell for it, huh?
She got you.
She didn't drop the line on me. She just said Bofa, and then I was immediately humiliated. So later on through the process, she's like, oh, you can pick a fan here, or you could have a, looks at me with great disappointment, a boob light, they call it, in the industry. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my God, she tuned in. So, Julie, fantastic job by you. Thanks for putting up with me. And thanks for listening 24 hours ago. Maybe you're listening right now.
He said a fan or a boob light. Can I get both of those?
Both of those. Get them both.
That's you, what know you, both. Yeah. You should be happy. She didn't hear me talking about you getting a jelly sting on your face. Like, she didn't hear that one, though. That would have been worse.
That's true. And I was like, what are we talking about? 640, 640. So that's her listening into both. That. And then shout out to the miserable chaperones on Luca Choppy's trip to D.C. with the photos you said yesterday.
Oh, man. This is wild. He has gone everywhere in D.C. He's out in front of the White House, in front of the Capitol. My mom.
Second time in front of the Capitol, right?
Well, no, for him first. My mom did not send any signs with him.
You're evicted. Get out of his house. There's a woman named Nancy. Find her stapler.
Oh, nasty man. Nancy.
So they left at 3 a.m. yesterday from the school. 3 a.m. Got to D.C. around 9-ish, right? And then they were walking around D.C. till 10 o'clock that night. Those kids had to be dragging.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're going to be up early this morning. They're going to take the bus to New York or the train.
And walk Times Square by themselves.
And they're going to walk Times Square by themselves.
It's a great idea. Wore them out all day in D.C. so that then they're not going to do anything bad and they can be unchaperoned in Times Square.
Yeah. Wore them out, just like you said.
Yep.
So are you going to have the tracker on him? Can you like follow him
I've
around?
Got I've got a tracker on him right now. So I've got like, you know that Life 360 app or whatever? You guys have that?
I do not.
So it's just like it's an app where you can... Obviously, as long as his phone's on, I can see exactly where his location is.
Nice.
I can see how fast he's going. When we were when we were snowboarding, I saw...
What, I got McCarthy tracking? GPS on there?
GPS amazing, man. It's amazing.
Man, see, and he was talking about me being the overbearing parent. And here he is literally microchipping his kid.
That's right.
Yeah, right. There you go.
All right. So, Jerry and Steven talking a lot yesterday. What was the reason for this?
Shrine Bowl. They were announcing the Shrine Bowl, the East-West Shrine game coming to town. And so then when it was done with the press conference, they kind of broke off in the hallway and did a couple minutes.
All right, you want to start with D-Hop, Dak deal, or Jimmy? Choppy, you pick.
Let's go with Dak deal.
Okay. So Jerry was asked if he had any interest in putting anyone else into the Cowboys Ring of Honor.
No, none. Well, I'll look at that later as we get on into the year. Of course, obviously, we've got DeMarcus that is front and center here.
I did that just to mess with you, Choppy. Okay. But look, there it is again. Jerry shutting down Jimmy Johnson, reminding me of playing with my three-year-old every day and making him try to share. No, it's mine. No, no, it's mine. And that's Jerry Jones with this sad, pathetic Ring of Honor grudge that he holds against Jimmy. So there it is for another year. He just brought up DeMarcus Ware.
I agree. I mean, you know, you would never want to have the eighth winningest coach in team history be on the Ring of Honor.
Here we go. So look, I thought, you know, D Ware would go in with Witten and Romo, but Jerry would probably try to drag this out to get more attention for it in individual years. If you remember, Jimmy Johnson, this is from us, right, Pepe? Jimmy Johnson came on the show to promote his book, and we asked him, how much do you care about going in?
Well, I'd be honored. I'd be honored to be in the Ring of Honor. There are some great individuals in the Ring of Honor. And you know, Dallas Cowboys is a big part of my life. You know, so I take great pride in that. And you look at, you know, Jerry's told me, you know, half a dozen times he's going to do it. But I have no control over that. You know, that's up to Jerry. When and if he decides to put me in, again, I would be honored. But if he decides he doesn't want to do it, I understand.
So petty. So pathetic.
Very.
It's ridiculous.
I want to just play devil's advocate for a moment.
Okay.
And this isn't any argument of mine, but I'm just saying that Jerry is such a Cowboys first type of guy and loves whenever the Cowboys brand is being represented in all sorts of different phases after their careers and everything else. And people always talk about how, what a loyal guy Jerry is and yada, yada, yada. He's looked past some offenses before to continue a relationship with Roger Goodell and other things. It must have gotten so much uglier than we publicly have even heard or even privately. It must be so bad between them or got so bad between them that Jerry literally just after all the fact that he can't look past it.
No, I don't even think he got that bad. Jerry can't stand that Jimmy gets the credit.
I agree with that too.
Jerry, even though he was a college football player, he was an athlete. He was the nerd in high school who was, I'm just making an analogy. He was the nerd in high school who was always dying to be the high school quarterback, to be the varsity star. And Jimmy Johnson was the varsity star around here after they started winning the titles. And it's just like the rock star wants to be the movie star, and the movie star wants to be the athlete, and the athlete wants to be the movie star, right? Everyone yearns for a different level of celebrity and popularity, and Jerry Jones making $1 million in an hour didn't get him off. That didn't get him excited. It was Jimmy Johnson getting credit for making a trade for a backup tackle, and Jerry can't get over it. Now, you would think that's why he won't, you know, step aside with the whole GM role and title and all that stuff, because he wants to walk away winning a championship with GM next to his name, because that's what haunts him.
Yeah.
That's what haunts him. A lot of Tolos were saying, ask Jerry this next time he comes on. If putting Jimmy in, we're not going to ask him this because he's not going to answer this hypothetical. If putting Jimmy into the Ring of Honor meant you winning one more title, would you do it? And Tolos were like, what do you think his real answer would be? What do you think? What would he do? Devil rose up and said, for a second time with Jerry, and said, if you put him in, you will get another ring. What would he do?
He would say no. He wouldn't say that publicly. Privately, he would say no, because he would say,
you think so?
All this, because he'd say, again, Jimmy is responsible for me getting a ring. In the end, he's responsible for
but
it.
Nobody would know that. Nobody would know that.
But he would know it. And here's the thing. I think that if you were to ask him the question publicly, what he would do is he'd say, well, you know, and then he'd go down a rabbit trail. And 10 seconds into the answer, you'd be like, this isn't even the same topic I just asked you about. You're talking about something completely different now. And then he'd be like, so that's how it is. And he would just talk around in a circle for a little bit and not answer it. Mm. But I think private moment, he would still say no.
I think he would say yes. I think he would say yes. He wants to win. But he wants to win his way. And his way means that he would be the GM.
You don't want to win badly enough if you have to do it your way. You just don't. That's not the ultimate level of desperation and winning if you have to do it your way. So there he is, shutting down Jimmy again.
Can I throw out another conspiracy theory? What if we haven't seen the Dan Quinn move to head coach because that would be a concern? Because if Dan Quinn were to win a Super Bowl next year or this year with the Cowboys, everybody would say it was Dan Quinn because they had all the talent and Dan Quinn stepped in and he's the one who pushed it over the edge.
What do you mean? I don't understand. I'm not following.
If they were to swap out McCarthy at the end of last year and Dan Quinn was hired as the head coach and they won a Super Bowl, who would get the credit?
I wouldn't take away from Jerry.
Jerry
brought Quinn and kept Quinn. I think the highlight would be Jerry convincing Dan not once but twice to stay. I think he'd get a ton of credit. My opinion. You could argue he'd get more credit for Dan Quinn than McCarthy because McCarthy already won one in Green Bay. He was already a Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, probably. Dan was close. I mean, super close.
Should have won.
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile, Stephen Jones, according to Clarence Hill, I didn't get this out of the quote, but I'm going to trust Clarence with the tone of Stephen shutting down any perceived interest in DeAndre Hopkins. Quote, he's not on this team right now. We went down the road with Cooks. We're very comfortable with Cooks. We're pleased with our receiving group. So I guess that does sound like a shutdown. And Doug Peterson shut it down in Jacksonville for D-Hop.
Yeah, look, DeAndre Hopkins is getting a sobering reality right now, I think, about what his market is.
Getting zeked?
And has for the last couple months. Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing is that D-Hop's in a better position to still contribute than Zeke is, and he's still receiving this kind of treatment. I think it's just his price is going to have to come down. Yeah. And then the question becomes, does it lower enough? Does it get down to a point enough that then the Cowboys would be interested? They would be interested to a point, but money would be the biggest factor to them.
Yeah, money would be. You know, here's the thing. Like, I wonder how much of this is the league is shifting on skill position players with age. Like, that's, you know, for DeAndre Hopkins not to get any interest and teams just outright saying, no, we're out.
We don't know what his money is either.
Right. We don't know the money, and we also don't know how much his reputation across the league might be quitter.
Because of the last two games?
Not just the last two games, the way he jeopardized himself there. Like, teams may just feel like he's not a culture guy.
Why wouldn't teams love a guy who took PEDs?
Do anything to win. I think it would be more about the practice habits. Practice habits over the PED concern. But Jerry's still trying to keep the little Zeke.
It's cute. It really is.
It's perfectly Jerry trying to keep the Zeke headline alive. We still haven't ruled it out. We still haven't ruled out a return.
I have, so.
So that was Jerry trying to keep Zeke and his team in the headlines. But they can't get headlines right now over the Rangers with a walk-off win, DeGrom's out longer, and Kyrie recruiting LeBron to the Mavericks. Headlines with a Rangers ticket giveaway and a DeGrom bobblehead with Carbach Brewing as well to hook you up for Turning It On, Leaving It On next.
But let's get you over to K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing, the official roofing and waterproofing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. And they're the ones who put the roof on AT&T Stadium. They fixed or replaced the roof at the American Airlines Center during the playoffs last year. Another blistering hot Texas summer. Man, it's getting close. It's almost here. And your energy bills, you're already seeing a little uptick. Already seeing a little uptick in those high energy bills. You've been beaten down in the past with those high electric bills. Hit up K-Post and get a Tesla solar roof from K-Post Roofing and Waterproofing. Same Tesla those cars we see on the road. They integrate seamlessly in your roofs, designed virtually undetected. Not like those old-fashioned, unsightly solar panels you might be thinking of. These come with a 25-year warranty. They're extremely durable. You save money on your energy bills, and you get a 30% tax credit when you install a Tesla solar roof from kpostcompany.com/Tesla. The letter K, postcompany.com/Tesla. Get the free roof evaluation. 972-885-3772. 972-885-3772 or kpostcompany.com/Tesla.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.